Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Someone didn't post his podcast yesterday and then forgot about it today. Someone is bad at doing his podcast. Oh, no. That person is me. Hi, I'm Gregor. I have been so busy building a retaining wall. Don't you want to hear the details about that? No? Okay.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A bunch of us grew up with Bill Nye teaching us science. Now he's back with a new show. Less for kids and more for reminding everyone how science works, and you can't just say, nuh-uh, because your aunt posted something on Facebook that proves your point. The End is Nigh, great title, is a Peacock jam and produced by Seth MacFarlane. Oh boy, SpaceX tested their flying Airstream trailer-looking rocket again yesterday. Starship took it up to about 6 miles in the sky before bringing it back down to land and successfully setting the thing down for the first time. The previous two, whew. Then after 10 minutes of seeming stability, out of nowhere, a massive explosion shot the rocket back up in the air where it went full kerblammo. If you haven't seen the GIFs yet, see the GIFs already! And finally, scientists in New Zealand discovered the largest known luminous vertebrate. They found a freaking glow-in-the-dark shark! Whoa, really? Yep, and now Rave Shark will be DJing both nights of their shipwrecked EDM festival.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Are you sure you don't want to hear about my retaining wall? Because I'm very sore and would really like to complain about it. I'll tell you what, you hit me up, let me know, and I'll talk your ear off about it at Hey Gregor on whatever social media you want, even the old TikTok. Hey, there we go. Okay, I hope, I hope your weekend will get off on the right foot. I hope there's not a child screaming in the background of whatever audio you're trying to record. That would be great. What do you want to scream about? Is it that he doesn't get to FaceTime Nana, who he's already talked to once today? That's probably literally it. I bet you that is exactly what's happening. But at least it's, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it is very distracting for me. Let me put my headphones back on. Oh, much better. Okay, let's see here. What do we got going on Nerd Talk-wise? I've already forgotten what we've done because I'm good at this. Oh, man, I feel so bad. We've entered an era. What are we screaming about? Bubbles! That's not so bad. Okay, sorry, I got distracted. I feel bad for young people because the amount of casual sex is on the decline for young adults. What?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A study by the American Sociological Association finds that young adults are having less casual sex, and at least a portion of the reasons include less drinking of alcohol, an increase in video gaming, and more young people continuing to live at home after graduation. The study used pre-COVID data, too, so settle down. In other news, gym socks and massage wand sales are up 7,000%. Researchers have created a temporary tattoo out of the same stuff that makes your smartphone OLED screen glow. Imagine watching TikTok on your arm or elsewhere. It can have awesome purposes for like body art or maybe a sunburn detection. Or flip it over and have it target and work at killing cancer cells. Nice. And finally, an article in Scientific American says AI systems can sniff out disease as well as dogs do. Robots could detect cancer like a trained canine, among other diseases, maybe even COVID. I get that we're trying to make it like dogs. Still not sure why they insist on it sniffing your butt.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Okay, well, I've had a terrible day. Goodbye.